The house would have been grand once, and probably could be again if someone spent thousands of pounds on it. But for now, it sat close to derelict, its paint flaking to reveal bare, warped weatherboards, windows boarded up, bricks missing from chimneys so they teetered dangerously, and the garden wildly overgrown. Evie hammered on the front door. Nothing happened for several minutes. Then finally it opened a crack and a bleary-eyed face peered out.
What?
Is Terry here?
Terry who?
Terry Lawson.
Maybe. Hang on.
The door closed again in Evie's face. More waiting. She thought she'd been forgotten when the door eventually opened again. Evie, Terry said.
What do you want?
He looked like crap. His golden curls were limp and lank, and his face was puffy, and his shapeless t-shirt and underpants were both grubby. He looked nothing like the bright peacock he was when he went out in public.
Were you asleep? Evie asked. I work at night.
Don't we all?
I've got a message for you.
Terry looked suspicious.
Who from?
Me. You need to get out of town.
Why?
Adlin knows you've been pinching his heroin.
But I haven't,
Evie said. You have. I know you think you can get away with blaming it on Polly, but you can't. You were seen.
Who by?
That doesn't matter, but you were. People talk and now Adler knows, and he'll be coming after you. So if you can't pay for what you've pinched, you better hit the road, and fairly quickly. Terry's chin came up.
I'm not scared of Adler. He doesn't have many rent boys, and I make him a lot of money.
Don't kid yourself. He doesn't care about you. There are plenty of pretty boys in the Cross willing to be pimped. He'll find someone new tomorrow. Terry's expression didn't change, but she knew him, and she knew that would have stung, and she'd wanted it to. He'd always had his pride.
I've got nowhere else to go, he said.
London, America, or back home to New Zealand?
I can't afford to go to London or back to New Zealand.
Then go somewhere else in Australia, make some money and then go home. Or just go to Melbourne or Brisbane or Perth. It doesn't matter.
I don't know, Terry, it's not my concern. I'm just telling you it's time to get out of Sydney before Adler comes after you. I'm doing you a favour here.
Now a hint of fear did flicker across Terry's face. Fear, and she thought, desperation. As she turned and walked away down the broken front path, he called out, Evie! She looked back at him.
Thanks.